The work stoppage ends at a tragic worksite for Citizens Energy Group today. Good morning. This news is brought to you by Hoosier Park Racing and Casino. Construction at the Deep River Tunnel Connector will resume today, nearly 1 week after a contractor was killed. Isaac Simpson died last Friday after his head was crushed, but it's not yet known what caused that injury. Citizen says the job site was never officially closed, but the work was temporarily suspended out of respect and to give investigators the time they needed. The Indianapolis Metro Police Department's 8th annual North District Community Day gets underway this morning at Broad Ripple Park. Bring the kids for free music, games, prizes, and to get to know the officers in a relaxed setting from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Be prepared for weekend disruptions near the I-70 ramps for I-465 on Indy's east side. Repaving starts at 9 p.m. tomorrow night, and crews will close the westbound I-70 ramp to southbound I-465. Access to northbound I-465 will remain open. Officials say the work will be finished by 6 a.m. Monday morning. On this date, June 19th, in history, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was approved by a vote of 73-27 after an 83-day filibuster in the U.S. Senate. Congressional leaders are up to date on the situation in Iraq after meeting with President Obama yesterday. Options for increased security assistance for Iraq were also discussed. Meantime, Iraqi troops are battling Sunni militants for control of the country's biggest oil refinery. Some workers at the refinery remain trapped inside. The Social Security Administration is taking some heat for closing hundreds of its field offices. Yesterday, the Senate Special Committee on Aging grilled a Social Security official as to why more than 60 offices have been closed over the last 4 years. Not quite ready for Social Security, but so long, Dallas. Dallas Clark is forever a Colt. The former tight end choked up yesterday as he announced his retirement from the NFL. Clark was selected by the Colts in the 2003 NFL draft and spent 9 seasons here in Indy, setting franchise records for a tight end with 427 receptions and 46 touchdowns. Clouds and sun move out and scattered thunderstorms move into the area today. A high of 89. I'm Kim Wells. You make it a great day and keep logging on for the headlines at tlcnaptown.com. And we're always on 24/7 at 106.7 WTLC.